Are you ready, Jean? Ready in Chamesh, Arba, Shalosh, Shtaim.
Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
Meow, 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 meow. What up, moms? Mark quarantine moms. Are we all insane yet? Are we waiting for this shit to be over?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As you can see, I wore a beautiful wig for you guys today. This one, her name is Sabine, and she is from Berlin, Germany. And she lived in Berlin for 30 years. She's a computer.
Cool.
Thank you. I'm wearing my shirt today to represent. I'm a cool mom. But she was a computer programmer, like a really smart one. Like girl with a dragon tattoo smart. But then she got sick of Berlin and she moved to LA and she completely lost her German accent. That's how good she speaks English.
Does every single one of your wigs have a backstory?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Amazing.
Nadav. Is that you put on the wig and you're no longer a mom in quarantine. You're a whole alter ego, and I have a whole backstory and a whole new life. I put the wig on, and I'm just in a world of pure imagination. Come with me, and you'll be a different person. I pretend that I'm somebody without children. No, it's really for fun. So this wig, if you like what you see, this is not any kind of endorsement. Nobody's paying me for this, although they should because I have bought so many wigs online. I'm a troubled individual. I bought, so I wore one on your mom's house, that pink one. That's by Bellissima, and I believe, and that's on Amazon. That was cheap, cheap, cheap. And then this girl, she's a Raquel Welch. Lady Raquel Welch, believe it or not, that old ass movie star, gorgeous woman, makes these wigs and they're so good. You don't have to like clip them in. I don't have to mess with the lacing on any of them. Yeah, look it up. Raquel Welch wigs. You can buy them. I think wigs.com has them. And like, okay, look at these. Some of them are way mom. Like, I'm not going to lie. Some of them are way too mom. They're for older ladies. I'm not going to lie. Like that one would be... It's called, here's my favorite. I don't know who gets to name wigs, but it's a great gig. Ready for Takeoff is the name of this little jammer. Oh, here's Ready for Takeoff in gray. In case you wanted to continue being gray, why buy a wig if you're not going to have a fun color? Isn't that the whole point, to cover the gray? And wait, click on, I'll tell you the ones I bought. Okay, my purple lady's on here somewhere, but wait, go look at Raquel. There she is, second to left. Yeah, click on her. I think I bought her. Editor's pick. Oh, this is just the signature Raquel Welch. I mean, they're really good. They're actually really, really good. I will endorse this brand. Now, here's the deal. Keep scrolling up because the one I bought too. Oh, is that her on the far left? I think I bought that one. Yeah, is that her? There's one wig called Longing for Long, and I got that one. That's not done. This one's called Always. And there's so many different shades. But like I said, like they're not all winners. But the ones that are, damn, they win.
This one's called Salsa.
Salsa. Yeah, look how much fun she's having. She's not in a quarantine. She's not cleaning water off of everything all day.
Whoa, they have YouTube tutorials over here.
Of course they do. Here she is. Well, you're going to play the audio?
Layered cut that gives you the option of styling your hair smooth and chic or fun and voluminous.
Ooh,
Salsa is a wavy style with wispy bangs and built-in volume right at the root. The layering around the face flatters most everyone.
Yep.
This average-size synthetic
wig is a capless
construction, which makes it lightweight, cool, and comfortable to wear all day.
All right, that's enough.
It's also
the most
affordable cap.
Okay, so here's the deal. Wigs run anywhere from, like, you could spend $7,000 on a wig if they're human hair, if they're, you know, specifically made for you and this and that. They can also be, like, $30 on Amazon. Hers are around $200. They're on sale right now because no one's buying anything because the world ended. But not a bad deal, and they're for sure good. Just so you know, they're for sure good. Okay, so this is my identity today. I'm Sabine. And I'm super smart. I remember things. So here we go. So I have an update from last week. First of all, my son Ellis, my four-year-old, it's so adorable. He's become obsessed with mom. I love it. I love it. I love it. I guess he's in that phase where at 4 years old, apparently the child falls in love with the opposite sex parent. It's like their first crush, and then they're supposed to resolve that by the end of the fourth year because they figure out that mom is in fact married to a big bearded bear that sleeps next to her every night, and you know that he can't marry me, and that's good because then he knows he needs a mom deep down inside, and the crush is resolved. It's a very normal developmental stage, and I love it so much that he's so into mom. And we have this sweet little thing going, and I decided to try Chris's Good Morning, because on the last episode, we learned that Chris's mother would sing to him in the morning. Chris, will you please sing that sweet Good Morning song for us? Go ahead.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright, shiny faces.
Oof. Sweet. Did you feel loved when your mother did that?
I was very annoyed when my mother did that.
Now, see, I didn't realize that was the point, was to kind of annoy you, right?
Yeah, it's a wake-up technique. It's typically going to anger the child into waking up.
Now, it's interesting you say that. So I tried the Good Morning song method on my own son, Ellis, and here's what happened. I just recorded some audio for you guys. This is me going into his bedroom 6:30 in the morning a few days ago.
Good morning to Ellis.
Stop singing!
With shining faces.
Stop singing, Mama!
We're all in our...
Stop it!
I love you.
Stop it!
You're my son.
Stop it!
I love you.
Stop it, Mom. I don't like your singing. I don't like your singing.
Good morning.
I thought I'd try more.
Stop it, Mommy.
No. No.
You don't like my singing, Ellis?
No.
Okay. Well, how would you like me to wake you up? How would you like me to wake you up in the morning?
Good morning, Mom.
Okay. I love you.
Oh,
I love you, Lilith.
Stop singing, I said.
You're sweet.
Stop singing, I said.
I thought I'd go back for a last attempt. Like, I thought I'd won him over and maybe he'll, like, tolerate. And then he didn't.
Right, like maybe he'd change his mind or something.
Maybe if he let him marinate a little, you know?
But he stayed pretty consistent
throughout. Yeah, I fucking hated it. So there was my attempt at loving him. He did not like that. He did not like the singing. But I really do enjoy this whole mom obsession phase. It's so sweet. And the younger baby also pushes my husband away when he tries to kiss Julian. He's like, no, mama. And I love it. I love it so much because really it vindicates the first, you know, all the suffering that went into making those boys. My body's destroyed and, you know, labor and breastfeeding. And I'm the one that gets up in the middle of the night. And now it's all come full circle and they reject their dad. And I really do like that. But I did hear that around five or six, they start to go, they get into dad, and then they, you know, try to emulate his behavior, which is bullshit. But I do, I love, you know, yeah, but for now I'm going to enjoy it. And Ellis is a little badass dude. Like he's a little spitfire, and I don't know if this is the right thing to do, but I encourage that shit. I'm like, you fucking go. Like the other day he was racing with Tommy, they were running and he lost and he got really mad. And I was like, don't you fucking get mad. You get even, bro. I'm like, what are we going to do? How are we going to win this next fucking race, kid? You know, I was like, don't you dare. Don't you fucking cry. And I was like, what are you going to do, bro? You're going to train harder. You're going to get faster and you're going to beat that turkey. And he's like, I'm going to drink lemonade and get stronger. I'm like, yeah, you fucking drink lemonade. And then he beat Tom, and it was like, you see, that's a lesson. That's called parenting. And I don't know if that's right, that I encourage him to be kind of a wildcat, but I feel like that's his nature. And I why am I going to squelch that? You know, I don't want him to grow up and be some weenie. I want him to be a fucking hellion. I want him to be like a skater. I think, is it too early to give him a skateboard? Is four too? I worry because he's
not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
I'm cool AF moms. I want him to have a skateboard. I want him to be like one of those kids that you see like hanging out on steps and police are like, don't do that. Because how cool is Tony Hawk? Hello. Lizzie Armanto, cool as S. The Beastie Boys, they love that whole culture. Like, I want him to be cool. Cool like that. Now, Chris, you skateboarded, right? Did your mom give you a skateboard? How'd you get into it?
No, my dad was more of the influence when it came to skateboarding. Because he used to skateboard a lot when he was younger. I think he said he used to skateboard with one of the pro skaters.
What?
Who lived down here. But then he joined the military and, yeah.
That's rad. Yeah. That's what I want for my son.
I think it was Bucky Lassick. Bucky Lassick. Yeah. That's, I think who he used to skateboard
with. You used to skate with him?
That's yeah. Dope. That's what I want. I want my kid to hang out with like fucking crazy skateboarders. So were you good at it?
No, I sucked.
Yeah.
Did you get hurt?
I got hurt pretty bad.
Oh, no. What happened?
One time, so there's a very popular game out called Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Yes.
And in one of the games, you can grab onto the back of cars to pick up speed.
Uh-uh.
And so my friends thought it would be a cool idea because we couldn't drive. We thought it would be a cool idea to use his bike. And then I would grab onto the back of his bike to pick up speed.
I've seen kids do that one.
But when I tried it, my board kept hitting the wheel. And so I was like, oh, I'm too close to the wheel. So we're like, let's attach a string to the bike and I'll hold on to the string. And then I kept losing grip on the string. So then we decided to tie the string to my hand.
Oh, fuck.
And then
yeah.
I quickly realized, oh, that's going to like dig right into my hand. And so we're like, oh, let's just get a glove. And so I put a glove on.
It gets dumber and dumber. Your idea escalates into more and more stupidity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
And so that worked. It was it provided enough padding so that it didn't cut off circulation to my fingers.
Okay.
But what I realized is once we started to get going is that I was now locked to his bike.
Yeah.
And so when I lost my balance inevitably, I kept going when the board didn't. And so, he dragged me along the behind his bike like a rag doll for about like 20 feet.
Oh,
my. Our other friend started screaming, stop.
Oh, my God. And what kind of injuries?
I actually wasn't too bad. I just got a couple scraped knees. And
see?
That's when I did tell my parents that I need to get elbow pads.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. You're so responsible. My kid would be like, I'm fine. I don't need fucking elbow pads. I'm good. So that's fine. See, that's what I'm saying. But it made you fearless and reckless, and you got to brew recklessness into children. You know, I don't want them to be this Gen Y weenie, you know, scared of everything. That's so gross. No? Radio silence. Okay.
I agree with you.
Well, I mean, look, I'm a Gen Xer, man. We were latchkey kids. We were unsupervised, and you figured that shit out. You fell. You scraped your knees. Guess what? You picked the rocks out of your scab on your own, out of the wound. You clean the wound by yourself, and you patch yourself up, and you get back out on the field, man. Maybe I'm too tough, but anyway, I'm giving him a skateboard. He's going to become a skater. I just feel like it's his nature to be kind of crazy and reckless, and I like that. I'm going to foster it.
I think it's a good idea. He's going to be building lots of character at a young age.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. That's nothing less attractive. I mean, sorry, nothing more unattractive than a man who's afraid of stuff, you know? I think it's so gross. I don't like that shit. I don't. I think it's disgusting when you date
men who have fear.
Ugh. Oh, it's the worst.
Or a natural human emotion.
Ugh. It's, or feelings and they cry about stuff. I'm like, what are you crying about, sissy? God. You ever see fucking Joe Rogan cry?
Yeah, shut the fuck up and go make some money, you idiot.
Thank you. Thank you, Nadav. You get it. I'm just saying. I like the way my husband was raised, and he was raised by Top Dog, who was an old, you know, American alpha, went to Vietnam. My husband has feelings, and he's not afraid. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a spider in the house, it's Dad's job. Make Dad do it. If there's a noise in the house, Dad grabs the baseball bat and runs down. But you don't want a guy that's not going to defend you and your offspring. It's so fucking gross. Anyways... I wanted to bring this one up. Oh my God. As in true to form, the Kardashians, who I am endlessly obsessed with from time. That's not true. I don't watch their show because I can't even watch how they talk. Because they're like, honestly, and then I'm like.
Yeah, so, vocal fry and yeah. Upspeak and all that stuff.
It's painful. It's so painful. They sound so dumb. But I saw this one. This one's amazing. They got, I guess, Khloe Kardashian came under some heat for being tone deaf, is what they say now when people don't read the room and they post things that offend scores of people. I could probably get in trouble myself for being tone deaf. So I relate to this one. So she teepeed her sister's house as a prank for some reason. Which would have been fine, except we're in a time where people can't even find toilet paper to wipe their asses with. And this dummy is like, oh, it's hilarious. Like, okay, we'll do it, but don't post it on social media, dipshit. Like, there's a limit. It's like, it's so bizarro to me that certain people just flaunt their wealth all the time. Like,
I don't even know if this is a flaunt, though.
It's not intentionally, but it's so unconsciously a flaunt. Like, they post some shit, like, they post their fancy cars and their houses and da-da-da, and you're like, don't you think that makes people kind of resent you a little bit? This makes me resent them more. Like, ugh.
Yeah. No, definitely. And Chris actually just had a really good point.
Chris has lots of good points.
He's so smart. Here,
he's
Chris,
so much smarter than we are. Chris, why do you work here? You're way smarter than us.
You're too smart.
Isn't Chloe in like her 30s? Why is she teeping houses?
You know, it's that thought didn't even occur to me.
So astute.
I'm like, oh yeah, that is kind of stupid. Because I don't do it either. Because I think it's so wasteful to teepee something. I find it, frankly, a waste of resources. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that better not be Kirkland toilet paper. Is all I'm gonna say. That is, but, like, we're literally on our last roll, and I'm sweating bullets. I think I'm going to start having a secret stash here that I bring from home.
I think you should, if it means that much. I mean,
it does.
It's like, it's just, it is, you're right. It is a dumb thing to do. Like, oh, it cheapied your house. Well, so what? Her housekeeper is just going to take it down. It's not like the sister's going to do the work anyways, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, making your staff's life harder, dickhead.
Like, yeah, like when was the last time
you're an asshole.
You egged a car or TP'd a house?
You're destroying property.
About,
I think
ninth grade was the last time I did that. Maybe 10th grade.
Especially when you become an adult and you know the value of a dollar because you know how hard it is to make money.
Yeah.
And then you're like, why are you destroying someone else's shit, asshole?
Yeah. Yeah, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. If you see a penny, you pick it up.
Oh.
Because if you don't pick up a cent, you ain't worth a cent.
Oh, where'd you learn that from?
That's
P. Diddy, or is that your
dad?
No,
that's taught to us at a young age. Most Jews learn that.
Oh, I like your Jewish wisdom. Mm. I like what the Jews know.
Yeah, it's really burned in.
I think it's common sense advice. It's very good advice. Yeah, the Kardashians. I'll tell you, and I know this is not politically correct, and I know I'm going to get in trouble. I don't care. But these Kardashian girls, I got to tell you, I grew up with chicks way hotter than them.
I did. I grew up in the valley with like models. You know what I'm saying? This girl in my 10th grade class had a modeling contract with a swimsuit company and she was hot. These Kardashian chicks are fucking mall hot. You know, they just got a lot of makeup on. There's a lot of makeup on those faces. I saw a picture of the youngest one. Was it Kylie? The paparazzi caught her just coming out of her car without anything on. And you're like, oh yeah, she looks like a normal girl. But this makeup, man, they really perfected this contouring and the whore lining around the lips. Holy shit. That's usually a sign of mental illness when you line the lip around it, but they turned it into an empire. So, you know, hey, man, I ain't hating. I'm just pointing out. So there's a Kardashian update.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Just a personal update for you guys. I've been shopping online a lot, like, in case you can't tell with the wig, but I think it's it's kind of like, I'll tell you what I've been buying, because the Gap had a 40% off sale for all their clothes. So I got the Gap. I've been buying sweaters off of Etsy from the 80s. I've been buying, well, I'll tell you in a minute about, oh, tit cups for Josh. I mean, this is the medical grade pump. I had to buy it like from overseas, like a European company. Like, apparently, can you Google Norm's tit cups so that the audience, if they don't know what I'm referring to. So on your Mom's House podcast, we uncovered the beauty that is Norm Simmerton, this man from Calgary who puts these devices on his male, he's a man, his male breasts, and then he pumps them to look like women's breasts, and it works. Like, can we pull up a photo of Norm really quick, or just Google? Like, dude, his tits are like full D cups, and I think it's because he's been doing it aggressively for years and years. And so we had this idea of, why not make Josh Potter wear in there his pig tits? I mean, look at those tits. He's got jammers like mine. I mean, that's what they look like after you breastfeed. That's, wow. So I ordered Josh's tit cups. And I'm so excited about this whole idea of getting him to do a medical grade pump. And you know when you order a package, I don't know if you guys do this, but this is how pathetic. This is like the one spark of joy in my life. I check the delivery updates every day. Like, where is it now? Is it still in, you know, Europe? Is it coming? How far is it? What time will it be delivered? Like, I start tracking packages, and then I get the zing, the joy when the package shows up for like 10 minutes, you know, and then it's a cycle. It's an addictive cycle of temporary joy. But I can't wait to see him in his tit cups. We put a shirt on the dog this week. That was a lot of fun. And I fucking blew my diet big time. I was doing really well. And then I, you know, once that PMS kicks in, I just eat the world. I've been eating chocolate chip cookies like a maniac. If anybody has any good PMS recipes, email them wheremymomsat@gmail.com so that I don't eat chocolate chip cookies, or leave me a voicemail. Yeah. What have you been eating this week, Nadav? How's your eating?
What have I been eating? Let's see. Well, at the studio, we pretty much alternate between In-N-Out.
Oh, that's so good.
Wingstop and this Middle Eastern place.
Yeah, Middle Eastern's not too filthy. That's okay.
And then when I go home,
yeah,
I get
let's talk about
pretty
that.
Much the same shit. You know, it's just I get some Jack in the Crack. I get what else? I get some Panda Express. Just garbage, Christina. Just
you
garbage.
Eat garbage alone.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. This isn't just a show for you guys in the studio.
No, I know.
I live that life.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I had a really overweight friend, and it's funny because when I was with her, she never ate. I'm like, how is she so large? She's not eating anything. But then you realize it's really the alone eating that we all do that keeps us fat. Like, I don't eat in front of people in my house either. I wait until people are gone, and then I'm like, you know, I shovel it in. You don't want an audience for that shit.
There's been so many times. I mean, thankfully, I haven't done this in a really long time. But like, I lay down in bed.
I'm tired.
I'm literally getting ready to sleep. And then just a thought pops in my head. I'm like, I wonder how the drive-thru people at Jack in the Box are doing. And then I just I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go say hi. And then I just throw some pants on and I go through the drive.
Go say hi. That's code for,
to get some Jack in the Box. Yeah.
What are you, but I haven't had Jack in the Box since the 90s. What are you ordering at Jack in the Box?
Because that was like when I worked the night shift.
Mm-hmm.
That was like my go-to spot because there was one like by my place. And so,
and they're open late.
Yeah, they're open 24 hours.
Oh shit!
At least the ones that I would go to. And so it would be just I'd go in. Jesus, what would be my meal?
Yeah, like what's your jam?
It'd be a lot too.
People like those talks.
Because like what I do, because like I mean, when I'm working, I could pretty much forget to eat, which is kind of like your fat friend from school, which is like you could like not see me eat. Like I eat half meals. Like I just don't have an appetite when I'm like zoned in.
Yeah.
But then once I'm zoned out, it's just like, ooh, let's catch up on everything we missed. So I'd get four tacos, a junior bacon chee.
Okay, wait, four tacos. So these are the tacos that have American cheese on them, right?
Yeah, and not real meat. It's like soy meat.
What?
They're technically kosher. I remember that.
Wait, it's not. Is it known that it's not real meat?
I don't know if it's known, but I think I've seen it confirmed multiple times.
Oh my god!
But yeah, it's not real meat in the tacos. And then what else? I'd get a junior bacon chee.
Okay.
I'd get some egg rolls because like yeah, why not?
It's disgusting.
And then something else fried, jalapeno poppers.
Oh my god! And then what time do you wake up with diarrhea?
Oh, well, my body knows how to process that stuff, so it's just I take immaculate dumps. Like, it's only once I try and get healthy does the diarrhea come. Because my body's not used to all the nutrients.
You're so used to the crap. I think those poppers would destroy me. Like, the combination of egg rolls. Yeah. Oof, that's so dirty.
No, yeah, it's like I wouldn't feel good about myself afterwards, but I would do it a lot.
Yeah, I inhaled five chocolate chip cookie. Like I made them in the oven and then I inhale them so fast. Like, you know, when you're like, I'm fine. I'm not hungry. I'm not into this. And then you just inhale them and you're like, oh shit. Like you surprise yourself. You're almost in another dimension when you eat.
No, like, yeah. Oof. It's like you start reasoning with yourself where you're just like, look, I just made a batch of chocolate chip cookies. I'm not going to have one that's completely fresh out of the oven. So then have one.
Yeah.
And then it just starts snowballing into like, so what? I'm just going to leave four cookies for tomorrow? No, I'm going to eat them now.
Well, because I like them hot. I don't like them cooled down.
Right.
I want them hot.
Yeah, you need fresh cookies or throw them in the trash. Because once they're not fresh, who the fuck needs that
stuff? Who fucking eats them? Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck that. Also, I have to taste the macaroni and cheese I make for my children every day to make sure it's not poisoned.
Right.
So then that's like, you know, a cup of
But you're
of
the
mac
one
and cheese.
Making it. So well, you don't know. Poisoning
you
it.
Don't know. Tom could have come by and poisoned the children. I have to make sure. I eat so much macaroni and cheese. God damn. All right. So I fucked the points. I did my diet this week. But I'm back on. I'm going to win this fucking fight. I'm not going to be a fat mom, man. Let me tell you, my whole point in life, I just want to get through motherhood without cutting my hair off entirely and wearing culottes. Is it possible to get through this shit without being, staying a person? I just want to stay a person. All right,
you mean you don't want?
I don't
want
to be.
You don't want the Raquel Welch salsa wig?
I'm never wearing salsa. Don't you dare put me in a salsa. If I buy a wig called salsa, it's over. Shit.
See, but what if you don't need the wig? So you're saying you don't want to transition into not needing the wig and this just being your permanent look?
Yeah, this is what happens. This is my nightmare right here of motherhood. Like, I'm so happy. I'm in my salsa. Wait, let's look for a lamer hairdo. I feel like there's even worse than this. Hold on. Hold on. That one's bad. Upper left. The left. No, on that row. That one's shitty. Click on the Princess Diana. She's got feathered on the top and then the long in the back. It's kind of like what Mrs. Brady had. That's bad.
Like a mullet version of the Brady
haircut. It's not good. This one's like
the Reba.
That one's cute. Yeah, this one's called Applause. It's so fucking lame. All right, I'm going to put up this. Let's do some mom hacks first. Let me see how everybody's getting through this quarantine and what you guys have figured out to help you. Oh, can you do the mom hacks? Do the audios, the drops? Do we have any?
Yeah, we don't have an intro for the mom hacks, but we do have them for the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, let's do it. It's fun. We haven't done it in a while.
Let's see.
If you can find. If not.
No, maybe. Like we don't have. Like there was never one for mom hacks, but I could do a mom hack voiceover type thing.
Okay.
Mom hacks.
That was terrible.
Was that good?
Thank you.
You like that?
Nope, didn't like it.
All right. I'll continue to workshop that.
Workshop. All right, let's do some mom hacks. I mean, all of us are at home with our kids. Let me think of one I've... You know what remains the best hack ever is the hose. You know what kids like? The hose. I also just buy balloons from Amazon and we blow up balloons. We fill up water balloons. Oh, will you Google water balloons, Amazon, multi-pack. A friend of mine got... Yay, that's it. Okay, click on that Zuru bunch. A friend of mine, shout out to Dr. Hawkman, got me bunch of balloons on Amazon or any other brand, whatever. And what it does is you hook it up to the hose and it blows up like, you know, 50 water balloons at once. So you're not doing them individually. Dude, get yourself a package of these. Your kids will love, you know, you'll get at least an hour's worth of playtime out of them. And then they can play with the hose after. And then right now we've been throwing him in our driveway. Ellis is a nudist and we make him wear underwear. And he and Juju just throw water balloons into our driveway like true white trash. And it is so much fun. We've been doing that. Bubbles. I buy bubbles for the kids. And that is like endless fun. And, you know, these are cheapy little toys on Amazon. And I find that kids like that stuff more than the fancy stuff, you know, than the fancy toys that they just blow through, you know, in a fucking day anyways. So this first mom hack I got was pretty great. So many of us are trying to work as our children are running around. And this person wrote in that they put the crib sideways. Where is that picture, Native? Oh, quarantine tent. Working from home during quarantine with a 10-month-old baby is tough. So here's a mom hack to distract the little turd for a bit. I turn the playpen on its side, put some pillows on the bottom with baby toys and books. On top, I put string lights between the mesh and the blanket. It's a cool little hangout. It's been 2 days, and my son hasn't destroyed it yet, and he destroys everything we give him. Keep my eye tight. Love you, Mommy Nina. This is fantastic. So this is like it looks like a pack and play. It's like a pen that you put the kid in, and she turned it on its side, put some Christmas lights on top, and put some stuffed animals and books and stuff. And yeah, that's their little fort. They love little forts and areas. Oh, that's cute. We have that scout, that talking scout thing too. Very nice. It looks like fun. I wish I had one. Don't you wish you had a fort like this?
Hell yeah, dude.
No, I'm sure I could build one for me. Yeah, I want one for me.
No, yeah, most of the games I played when I was little involved me and my brother hitting each other.
Yeah, we have that game, too.
It's pretty fun.
The hitting game, yeah, the shoving game.
It's good stuff.
Crying. Yeah. Hey, speaking of, how's your love life going? So last week we discovered you and Jewish Sarah.
Jewish Sam.
Sorry, Jewish Sam.
How dare you?
Sorry, dare I. We're a love match.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on?
Well, you know, like now that the episode has come out, she is aware that she is the winner.
Mm.
And but she's very excited.
She knew she was the winner. of your heart.
Yeah, from the beginning, I think she probably knew.
So what's been going on? Have you guys been DMing, sexting, dick picking?
You know.
No, I don't. Tell me.
We've been messaging. Yeah, we've been communicating.
I love it.
And we're trying to figure out how we're going to get a second date going with all this quarantine stuff.
Don't be elusive with me. Listen, your love life is all I have. I'm a married woman.
It's all you have?
No, you know what I mean. I don't get romance. It's been 15. I haven't dated since Friendster. That's when Tom and I started dating.
Holy shit.
Yo, I haven't had a date in 15 years with a stranger. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a different D in, 15 years I haven't touched a different person D. Mm-hmm. So what are you texting her? Are you romancing her? Are you like, Sam, I really like how your hair looked on the last Zoom we did.
Well, it's just like getting to know each other even more. You know, there was I realized that I did. There are some things about me that were very close to deal breakers for her.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Well, this is something that not a lot of people know about me, Christina.
You're transitioning?
But I've never gotten a good reaction to this from anyone.
Okay.
This is a safe space, right?
Of course.
Okay. This takes a lot. This takes a lot for me.
Oh, stop it.
I'm not a huge fan of pizza.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not a huge fan of cakes.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know you anymore.
I know, man.
Who are you?
It honestly upsets everyone that I tell.
Well.
And those are her two favorite foods.
Well, of course, they're everybody's favorite foods,
She went into culinary school to learn how to make cupcakes.
And you're not going to eat them?
I told her that anyone that drives in a car specifically and only to get cupcakes deserves to get a brick thrown at their face.
Oh, my God. I don't even know you.
I just fucking hate them.
What?
I just fucking hate them.
What
that sponge, the sponge cake.
I love it.
I mean, but then she also did kind of make an interesting point that maybe it's just because I've had such traumatic birthdays or just experienced trauma on birthdays that's probably related to this. Or probably causing this.
Yeah. Do you not like frosting?
I hate frosting. Any type of cake where you can say, ooh, give me the part with the flour on it, throw that shit in the trash.
Well, here's the deal. I agree with you. Like, there's certain cake, like fondant, makes me want to vomit.
Fondant?
It's fondant.
Is that the
It's the shit they make. Yeah, it's the shit they make the colored frostings out of, or like the hearts, or they can be made from fondant, which is like thick and grody. Like, I think you've maybe had cheap birthday cakes. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so why don't you buy an expensive birthday cake, and we'll see if I fucking enjoy it. Sorry, I'm getting really aggressive. It gets me in a weird zone when people try and get me to eat cake.
Okay, I'm not gonna... It does sound emotional. It does sound emotional.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know where it comes from. God, I need to get into therapy.
You need to get into therapy a lot. Pizza, I've heard before. My father-in-law doesn't like pizza. I've heard this before. Cheese. Some people don't like cheese. Do you not like cheese?
No, I like cheese. It's just something about the combination of just bread, cheese, and the tomato sauce.
Oh my God. It's all I want in life. It's all that I have to actively fight the urge to eat that all day, every day.
But I mean, like, here's the thing though. I think like there's still hope for me. Because every now and then, like, look, I used to hate pickles when I was a kid.
I love pickles.
Now, I mean, I don't love them, but I'm okay with them. I don't ask for no pickles when I order hamburgers and stuff.
Okay, you're evolving.
I'm evolving, you know?
Back to Sam. So you guys are discovering things. She's a foodie, and so that's very disappointing to a foodie. But you eat everything else. You eat meat, you eat...
Right, there's everything else. Like, I just told her, I'm like, look, as far as food's concerned, no more surprises in that department.
Okay. Have you gotten into, like, past relationship chat? Like, oh, what's your last girlfriend like? Blah, blah, blah.
No.
That's a yes, and you're lying, but go ahead.
No, it's not. No.
You swear?
We haven't talked. I mean, because then that's just all through, like, text and stuff, and that's not a texting conversation, I don't think.
God, this wig's itching. No, I know. You're right. Once you see... So you're going to set up your next date, and then I want juicier updates from you. I want...
I thought these updates were going to happen off mic. That's what you promised me last time.
I know I lie. Please, give me some joy.
Well, I actually saw a lot of reaction and backlash that people were upset that I didn't pick Blakely.
I liked Blakely, too. Blakely was the middle, right? The med student. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's the deal, though. Because I talked to Tom about this after, and I think what it is, I loved Blakely. Mm-hmm. And I think that on an energy, people have a certain energy and a frequency that we operate on. Mm-hmm. She was not the same energy. It's a very ubiquitous, it's a feeling thing I have. Mm-hmm. You guys aren't the same jam. You know?
Yeah.
You guys will get along. She's a winner. They're all winners. They're right. All winners.
Right.
But it's not for you. It's not necessarily your frequency. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't know. You know, they're smart. Doctors are fucking too smart. Can't. She's too smart. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Anyway, let's get back to
my... Anything's possible.
I'm so happy for you, though, and I'm glad that you and Jewish Sam are still talking, and I can't wait to hear more about your dates.
Thank you.
Give me my reward. Other mommy hack. Hi, mommy. I'm a big fan of you and the True Water Champ. Thank you. When my oldest, who is now 9, was big into Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Oh, Christ. If you don't know Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, it's okay. I'm not going to shit on it entirely. It's like, it's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Come inside and fart in. So it's like kind of annoying.
Nope.
That's the OG. That's the good one.
Yeah.
Here's what they do.
Which one was Britney? Which one did Britney and Justin Timberlake meet on?
That's the Mickey Mouse Club. That's the later 90s version that they did.
Mm.
Okay. What they do now is because they believe that all these things were too much for kids, they sanitize it even further and they suck out any kind of fun or whatever inappropriateness or whatever. And they distill it down to the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
So no sucking and fucking in this version?
No, there's no young sucking and fucking between Britney and... Was it Ryan Gosling? Let's look it up. Now
oh,
you
Ryan
got
Gosling
me.
Was in that too. Yeah, you're right.
He's my true love too. Listen, if I'm allowed to have a crush, it is on Ryan Gosling. I don't know. I'm not sure. I know Justin Timberlake was in the Mickey Mouse Club. Let's see, famous people. I know Ryan, what... Was that Ryan Gosling? There he is. Dude, he was a stud even back then. Look how cute he is.
And that's Britney.
I know. That is Britney Spears and Ryan Gosling in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, there we go.
Club.
Gosling, Britney, Timberlake, whoever the hell these other four kids are.
No. Can you imagine being in show business this early, though? I mean, that's tough. People don't realize this is work. And, you're working as a child. It's
and
not
here's
cool.
What's crazy is that of the three that we know today, two of them seem kind of normal, you know? I think Justin and Gosling are kind of doing okay.
I think so, too. I think, from what I can tell,
really
Ryan's the most perfect man alive, besides my husband. I'm such a nerd. I follow... So, first of all, when Tom goes on the road, he hasn't in a while, obviously, I will watch Ryan Gosling movies when he's gone. And just... I love him. Look at him. He's a dad. He's with that Ava Mendez. Oh, this is the best. Look at him. He's shirtless in that movie with the mouse, the little lobster-looking girl. What's her name? Emma Watson.
Emma Stone.
Not cute enough for him. In real life, he's with Ava Mendez, and you put him with the lobster from The Muppet Show. This girl is not cute enough for him. Look at him. I mean, the guy is perfect. There's nobody. Oh, my God. He's a little pasty there, but I'll forgive him for that. Anyways, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, come inside and blah, blah, blah. I know, we watched this one. But even my Ellis got over it. He's like, this shit's lame, Mom. He was stuck on an episode where they made soup. I needed that kid to watch something other than the mouse. So I told him that Mickey couldn't be on our TV because another family had their turn with Mickey and he couldn't be on two TVs at the same time. He bought it and we moved on. Not to say that we never watched that episode again, but it left the option open. Thanks for keeping parenting real, Pat. You got it, Pat. That's pretty funny. He was 9. Oh, man. See, but I worry about misinformation at 9 because... Let me put it this way. My mother was the queen of misinformation. like she would, but she was also severely mentally ill, but she would tell me things like, you don't want to order sushi in the summer. I'm like, why? Because the worms are all in the fish. The fish is full of worms. And I grew up believing this. And so when Tom and I were dating and he wanted to take me for sushi, I'd be like, what month is it? Oh, no, we can't have sushi in July. And he's like, what? Why? Because there are worms in the sushi. And he's like, what? Where did you hear that one? I'm like, my mom, he's like, that's so dumb. It comes frozen. What? Do they not have ice back in the 80s? I'm like, oh, yeah. So I do worry about misinformation because dummies like me will continue to repeat the things you told me when I was a little kid. I'm trying to think of other ones she used to tell me. Oh, she was convinced that you couldn't put lotion on your palms. She said, there are sweat glands on the palms. You don't want to cover it with lotion. It's going to plug up the sweat glands. You can only put lotion. And she would do this. You put lotion on the back of your hands, and then you do like this. It's like, oh, okay. Who the fuck is... I'm like, it is that's such an insane thing to say. I'm like, okay, you keep doing that. To this day, I slather it on everywhere. But... one thing that she was right about and that I think about almost every night when I take off my clothes and I get my pajamas on, my mother was very adamant that you must let your vagina breathe. You let your vagina breathe. You must not wear panties to bed. And to this day, I let my vagina breathe at night because I hate wearing underwear to sleep. It's so gross. It rides up and it does just put a chokehold on your meow. Why not let her breathe?
Now, I totally agree with that. I think
you sleep, let your junk breathe.
I think sleeping naked's amazing. It feels great, but I always have this fear in the back of my head.
Earthquake?
Yep, there's going to be an earthquake and I'm going to not be able to find my underwear by the time the building starts caving in, so I need to just bolt.
What building are you living in that you're afraid of? Are you in Jerusalem?
No, in an apartment building.
What part of the... Yeah, but it's that very rare.
Built in like the 30s. I don't know. Like, oh. It's like they recently were just like, hey, just so you know, everyone's going to lose their parking spot soon because we need to do earthquake reinforcements.
Good.
But it's like...
Child, let me tell you something.
I want to start sleeping with underwear.
I know, but let me tell you something. When the 94 earthquake happened here in the San Fernando Valley... unless you're at the epicenter, like you're in where it starts, it's not likely your building will entirely collapse. Like what's likely going to happen is everyone's going to end up in the street and you're going to see your neighbors. So
yep.
Always keep shoes by the bed. I'm big on that.
Okay.
And I keep a bra next to the bed, like just a throw on bra. Cause I don't want my tits flippity flopping around the house.
What about your cooch?
I don't fuck. I don't give a fuck about my. My fucking
hold on.
I don't
so give a shit you're about gonna Donald Duck it in the middle of like an earthquake
oh,
in the
no,
middle.
No, boo boo
of
boo boo. I don't wear underwear under my jammies. I have jammy pants, but I don't wear underwear because my vagina is breathing.
Yeah. Is that an impression?
There she is breathing down there. Could you imagine? I've seen vaginas that haven't ever breathed. You can tell when a woman is all too tight. A lot of those Kardashian girls, their pants are too tight, and that's going to give you an infection. Yeah, their clothes are too tight, and their vaginas are not breathing, okay?
You don't think Chloe's vagina's breathing?
Her vagina is not breathing right now. But her boobs look great. She looks great. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, she's lost so much weight.
She looks fantastic. You know what we should do? Let's do some What Would Christina P. Do? Do you have the drop for that
one? Ooh, we have... I'm actually pretty excited for this one.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
You got mom questions? CP's got mom answers. What would Christina P. do?
That announcer's so dumb. Mom answers. Okay, what would Christina P. do? Okay, my husband begs me to sing happy birthday to people through the phone. If it's his friend's birthday, help. This is not okay, right? I would immediately delete a voicemail if I heard someone start singing happy. How do I tell him that everyone hates that? Ugh, I feel like that super intense coked out guy from Superbad. No one needs that. Or else I'm just a cynical piece of shit and I am okay with that. Kelly Stevens. Kelly, I agree with you 100%. It is I can't delete those voicemails fast enough too when somebody's singing to me. I think the most uncomfortable thing is being sung to. Is that grammar? I don't know. But when someone fucking looks at me in the eye and sings to me, it makes me want to crawl out of my skin. I hate it. I fucking hate it. Now, the only thing that's acceptable is to have people sing to you as you blow out your birthday cake. But through the phone is, right? I feel like through the phone is, right. it's so fucking embarrassing.
Like at the restaurant.
Oh my God.
The waiters is just like, look, I know you hate saying this to me. I hate listening to it. Let's just hate this together.
Oh my God, yeah.
Although I feel like my family definitely still sings to each other through the phone.
God, there's nothing worse than that.
Well, yeah. Then you get called like a bad member of the family if you don't do it.
Yeah. No, Kelly, you're right. It's terrible. It's rough.
Yeah. How would you handle this?
What is it? What does she have to tell him that how do I tell him that everyone hates that? Well, here's the problem.
Maybe like that.
Now, Kelly, here's the problem, sweet lamb. Let me tell you something. There's two kinds of people in this world. There's sweet people like your husband who they do things like they remember birthdays and they send cards to people and they sing happy birthday to others. And they're sweet, kind, loving people that make this world go round. And then there's cynical pieces of shit like us that don't enjoy things you're supposed to enjoy. And what you do, I hate to say it, is you go along with the nice people. You know why? Because that kind of decency and that kind of show of humanity and goodness is what makes good prevail over evil, over cynicism. You must always go to the light, Carol Ann, not to the dark. Go to the light. Always go. So even though it pains us as cynical pieces of garbage to do stuff like that, you go along for the ride because it's the right thing to do. You suck it up or you do it your way. I, for instance, I don't like to sing normal. I would sing it in a silly voice. That way it's fun for you and you know what I mean? You do it your way, but you still do it. You still do it because it's the right thing to do. There you go.
Great advice.
Don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're being forced to do something that you hate, try and figure out a way to make it so that you hate it less.
Yeah. Because what I've learned in life is that it's same shit, different toilet. Nobody's saying anything truly new or truly innovative. It's all the same stuff over and over. So if you just do it your way, that's all there is doing it your way, right? Elon Musk naming his kid AE157. Bitch, that ain't new. Celebrities have been doing crazy names since the beginning. But, you know, everyone thinks it's new because they haven't seen it in 5 minutes. Okay. Our cam girls cheating. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you. And my brain were best friends. Oh, good. Just a question. Is Tom allowed to watch live webcam girls? I consider it cheating, but my hubby thinks it's just like porn as long as you're not interacting with them. What's the point then, right? Just watch porn then, right? Porn is wonderful, but I think it's a slippery slope when it's live. Your thoughts? Thanks, mommy. Love, Allie. A-L-I-E. Yeah, I gotta say, girl, porn to me is acceptable. It's a fantasy, but when the girl can interact back, it is definitely a form of cheating. I don't think you should be allowed to sext, you know, whatever, send pictures and interact with said person, because then it gets out of the fantasy. I mean, it still is within a fantasy because they're a webcam girl, but yeah, it is. It's fucking cheating. Guys, what do you think? Give me the consensus. Zolo,
I would agree.
And right, it's cheating. Zolo, it's cheating. You're of this generation.
Zolo, you're the youngest.
Yeah, I've never really thought about it before, but my gut instinct says it's not okay.
It's not right, and I think that's always where you go. If it feels Nadav, if it feels like a doubt,
yeah.
It's
if it's a doubt, it's a don't.
Don't.
And it's yeah, because it's watching porn isn't cheating because there's no way for feelings to get exchanged.
Yeah.
But once there's an actual person on the other end of it that you could interact with, that's it's like a slippery slope. You know, it's Pandora's box. Who knows what other
Pandora's coochie box. Oh!
Pandora's pussy! Yay!
I do think that here's always with Tom. I mean, Tom is not a strip club guy, but I always felt like, listen, motherfucker, if I hear that you're giving a dime to one of these hoes, these strippers or any like webcam, I will be so pissed. Not because it's cheating, but because that's my money that you're, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the family's money and you're giving it to some webcam hoe or to some like stripper.
Ooh. Okay, so getting a lap dance is also cheating.
if I'm there, no. If I'm there and it's like, but he and I are not into that stuff so much because we always get, no, that we have done it like a million years ago and it always ends up sad. Like it's never, you're like, let's go to a strip club. It'll be fun. And then you're like, that person has a parent. Parents.
Strippers are the happiest people on earth, Christina, just coming from good, full, wholesome households. No,
it always makes me so depressed. But that's how I see it, honestly. It's not so much the cheating part, but that it's taking resources away from your family, from your children, and giving it to someone else.
So fuck, are you that. Saying that if you're married, you can't have a like a paid porn subscription?
I know.
Either?
That's interesting, too. God, that feels like it feels like it's on the line.
Because like sometimes it's like you just want luxurious stuff because you're like, I don't want that free porn. That's like the still water of porn. You know, you want that sparkling water porn.
I guess
that you pay for
OnlyFans, as they say.
Well, I mean, OnlyFans is still like we're getting closer to like the cam girl stuff again. You know, where it's like a specific person. I don't know if you interact with it. I've never been on that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like subscription level porn feels sad. Just like free porn is fine. Subscription feels dark and sad. If we're going on feelings.
Right, because then it's like, oh, this is no longer a spur of the moment thing. You are committing to this.
That's, we don't do it anymore. Like, my wife hasn't touched me in years. I've got to subscribe. I don't know. But I don't know. That's just me. I don't know. I don't think Tom, I've asked him. I don't think he does. Mm. I don't fucking know. I mean, if there's enough free stuff, why are you paying to J or D?
Right.
All right. Do we have any, what would Christina do, voicemails?
No, just emails.
Just the other one. Okay. Here we go. Sexual manipulation. How do I get my wife to use sex as a manipulation tool? You got to refer her to me, man. I've tried being extra helpful after sex, but it hasn't made a noticeable difference. Should I go the other way and be extra unhelpful? Love you guys. Keep high and tight, Jeff. God damn, I know. You know, what's that saying? When the person is ready, the master appears. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. Meaning, she ain't ready for this kind of varsity level manipulation. You got to refer her to me sneakily. Here's what you do. You got to find like a clip of me talking about manipulating your spouse sexually and just see how she reacts to it and be like, what? How did this come on? Like, you know what I mean? Be like, what? Have you seen this girl talking about this? That's so crazy. It would totally work. Like, just, I would jokey put it in.
Wow. So you are going to manipulate your spouse into manipulating you.
100%.
What a world. What a time 100%. To be alive.
100%.
Actually, that is kind of, because you could totally do this in a way where it's just like, hey, you know, I know we're married. This is a great new relationship show that I'm into.
Yeah.
Here, this is, I think you should start watching Where My Mom's At. And then I think you should start at this episode.
Yeah.
And the episode is the episode where you talk about manipulation.
100%.
And then maybe that starts planning ideas.
100%. And, Or you know what you do? You joke about it. Next time she asks you to do a chore, be like, okay, here you go. She's like, okay, babe. She's like, babe, can you do dishes? Be like, I'll tell you what. I'll not only do the dishes, but I'll take out the trash if you give me a beach tonight. And then she'll laugh and be like, what? I'm like, no, I'm fucking serious. Like, you, you kind of... You do it as a joke. Listen, joking is really the best way to get everything you want in life. It's like the easiest way to slip it in there. Yeah, but I'd say just refer her to my podcast and eventually she'll start to get into my ways. If she's cool, but if she's not into sex, then that's on you. You got to get her drunk too. Okay. Butthole follow-up. What was that about? Let's see. Here's a butthole follow-up. Hi, Jeans. I have a 5-year-old boy, and he also loves talking about buttholes. He likes looking at the cat's buttholes and talking about them. He also talks about putting things inside of buttholes. One time he came up to me and told me to smell it. He had a tiny little toy that he decided to put up his butt, and he thought it would be funny for mommy to smell it. It was gross, and I was repulsed. We washed our hands, and the poopy toy was thrown in the trash. We are keeping them high and tight. Love your show, Kelsey. Yeah, there you go. So apparently very healthy, very normal for children to be obsessed with buttholes. And some of us never stop being obsessed with buttholes, and we build entire careers joking about our buttholes. Oh, we have a voicemail follow-up.
Hi, Mommy. My name is Tracy, and all this butt talk makes me laugh my ass off. My son is almost 16, but when he was 4, I would walk in and out, you know, frequently while he was taking a bath. And I noticed that his finger was down below. And I said, what are you doing, babe? And he goes, I got my finger up my butt. And I said, why? He goes, wanted to see what it felt like. And it feels pretty good. That lasted about 8 months. And to my knowledge, he hasn't done it since. But he just wanted to see what it felt like and what could go up there. Anyway, have a good day, Mommy.
All good. All good. And lately he's been asking me, can I fart on daddy's head? And I go, yeah, absolutely. And then he goes, but this one's specific. He's like, can I pee on daddy's clothes? And I was like, no, 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 no. Don't pee on anybody's stuff. You may fart on daddy's head. You may sit on daddy's head, but you may not urinate on anybody's belongings. I think that's the line, right?
Does he ask why?
What do you mean?
He's like, ooh, why can I fart on him, but I can't pee on him?
Oh, no, sweetie. You know, he's 4. He doesn't think, like, logically like that. He just knows that mommy says yes and no to stuff, and that's the rule. Mm. He'll figure that out later when he's 30. He's like, wait, Mom, why did you let me fart on dad's head?
But they don't start saying why before 30?
No, they say why a lot. But they don't deduce, like, he won't make those kind of parallels, parallel reasoning or whatever.
Oh, so you're in the sweet spot. That's great.
In the sweet spot, bros. Yeah, he loves his beehole. And he loves the dog's butthole, too. The other day, he took his pants off, and he was naked, and he was rubbing his butt along the carpet. And he's like, just like Bitsy, just like Bitsy. It's really funny. It was real. I wish I had a video. Yeah, that's my kids. Those are my kids. The other one, we'll get into it. He's too low. He's going to be 2 pretty soon. Okay, so, oh, we have follow-ups. More voicemails. Let's hear those.
Hey, Mommy. My name is Brandon, and after listening to last week's episode, I realized that I got a dad that's part of the group that's non-binary. He changed twice. He was a woman when I was 10 years old, then he went back into a man at 13, and then he decided to be a woman again when I was 23, and he's currently a woman now, and I'm 30. So, yeah, I just want to say there's a jump of the scale. People go back and forth all the time. You got to watch what you do with your genitals. Mm. So, yeah, keep in mind tight. Love you, Mom.
Interesting. I would love to talk more to that guy, what that's got to be like.
Yeah, I mean, we have his number. We'll try and reach out and see if he wants to talk a little bit.
This is apropos our discussion last week about my favorite TikTok. Do you have it on deck by any chance? If not, no pressure.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Do you have that TikTok of the woman who's who's trans mask?
Yeah, let me try and pull it up.
It's so fucking amazing. There was a TikTok I found of it was a girl that had a beard, although she doesn't identify as a girl anymore, and she was explaining they were explaining their gender expression, and I'm like, wow, there's so much going on here. And you know, as a parent, it's like, what, fine, it's all good, it's all gravy, but just I'm always concerned about people augmenting their physical bodies at a very young age, maybe cutting off their genitals, maybe taking testosterone before they're adults, because you don't know what puberty brings. And what if you change your mind, and how's that gonna screw with you later? Because if you're non-binary, it means that your gender is in flux. So, you know, gosh, all this hormonal stuff is potentially very damaging, and I just worry about, like, what if you change your mind? So play this talk again. I just love her. Them.
Hey, so there's something I want to talk about relatively quickly before I dive into a bunch of videos on education. So, I am non-binary, but I am also trans mask. What that means for me is that I'm not a trans man. I am not a man, but my identity is centered around a masculine set of traits. I love my beard. I love having a flat chest, and I really like being perceived as somebody who's masculine, but I'm not a man, and I'm not a woman. So I'm a non-binary, and that's how I perceive and feel okay, my hold on.
I think my head
rate.
Just exploded. I can't. I watch it again and my 43-year-old mom brain just goes, what? I'm trying to understand. Anyway, that's the talk that gentleman was leaving a voice. So his dad went through back and forth and back and forth. So yeah, it changes. And you know, if you're a parent to a non-binary kid, my heart goes out to you because you want them to be happy. You want them to feel good in their skin, but it's like, you know, do you let them start hormones when they're 10 years old or whatever before puberty begins? Do you let them go as far as they want before they're fully realized adults? I think that's the parental angle on all of this. All right. What do we have another voicemail follow up, Mommy?
No, yeah, we have a couple more.
Great.
Hey, Christina. I was listening to how your dad's wife or your stepmom, Susan, wanted to watch you breastfeed. After I had my baby, she's going to be 2 in November, my mother-in-law did the same thing. She was like, can I watch? And I'll be honest with you, I was so out of it. I was like, fuck, go ahead. Go ahead and watch. And I'm going to tell you, like, you know when you wake up in the middle of the night and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, you look over in the corner of the room and you feel like someone's watching you? That's what it fucking felt like. Like, yeah. It was my second night home from the hospital. I'm sitting there in the bed trying to get the stupid fucking breastfeeding pillow right, which I don't understand how anybody uses that right. It didn't work for me. Same. I was like a hunchback of Notre Dame. Seriously. Trying to use it. But my mother-in-law was there, and she just fucking sat there in the corner. And my master bedroom is kind of big, so like I'm on the bed, and she's like 10 feet away in the corner just like watching me. And I don't know why. I usually don't call in or, you know, I just listen. But when I heard that story, I was like, holy shit. I wonder if this is a common thing because my mother-in-law did it. Yeah, I just had to call in because that's so crazy.
Yes, it's crazy. So what she's referring to is the story I told on the Honeydew with Ryan Sickler this week, last week, where not my fucking stepmom, just one of my dad's girlfriends at the time. Which makes it even more egregious. Like, I'm not even related to you. This woman that my dad was dating asked to watch me breastfeed Ellis when I first had my kid. Like, I'm in the hospital. It's like day 2 of his life. And I'm like, they're visiting. And it was time for them to leave because I decided it was time for them to leave because I had to breastfeed my son. And I was like, okay, guys, well, I'm going to breastfeed. So see you later. And she goes, oh, can I watch? I'm like, what? Is that even a thing that other adult women who you're not related to can watch? Like, I've had friends who were breastfeeding, like they would come over and, you know, breastfeed their babies just in front of me, like we're having a conversation and they're like plop, and that's normal. But when it's somebody you don't know, it's like extremely uncomfortable. So I refused that day, and I wonder, is it a common thing that older women want to watch you breastfeed? And I think part of it is because it is nostalgic. I understand because, like, there are many elements of breastfeeding I loved. You love the intimacy, the closeness that you and your baby are having. And I just wish all the other stuff didn't come along with breastfeeding because I really enjoyed the closeness to both my babies doing that. But the stuff around breastfeeding is a nightmare. I agree, that stupid boppy, would you Google boppy pillow? I think this is the one she's probably referring to. It looks like a half donut. And like, dude, I could never get that thing to work for me either. Some women swear by it. I personally cannot either. I don't know. See that woman? Look how happy she is using the boppy. None of those things worked for me. I would just have to like, I just put a regular pillow, a soft, soft, soft one on my lap, and that's how my baby would breastfeed with me. But yeah, can I watch? Can I watch? So bizarre. It's so, and even when I did have like really close friends breastfeed in front of me when they were visiting my house, I would never look, you know, because you maintain eye contact when a woman is breastfeeding in front of you. You don't go like, cool, let me watch. You don't. You look in their eyes and you pretend like they're not breastfeeding their kid, right? That's the fucking rule. Or like when your friends come over and you're in a bathing suit swimming, you don't look at their fat fucking bodies. You pretend like you're not noticing. God. Okay, give me another voicemail.
Okay, here's the last follow-up voicemail.
Hey, Christina.
This is Julie. I'm a behavior analyst, and I was just listening to one of the podcasts, and I've heard you say it a couple of different times about bribery, and I wanted to let you know that according to behavior analysis, what you are doing is not bribing, because bribery is that you are given something first before the behavior has to occur. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, when, like, I give examples of, oh, here, I'm going to give you the iPad if you will sit here at the table and be quiet, that's a bribe, because they didn't have to do any behavior to earn the reinforcement. Mm. So, like, when you do things, like, if you let me sleep during Toy Story, I'm going to give you ice cream, you are actually using positive reinforcement, which is a very good thing to do, and it's not a bribe. So a bribe is you're given the reinforcement before the behavior occurs. Bye.
Thank you. As usual, I'm a perfect parent. I'm doing everything right. I appreciate that kind of validation. Perfect in every way, shape, and form. Thank you for that voicemail. General questions. Oh, that's exciting. Two voicemails. Okay, let's hear them. Go for it, Mommy.
Hey, Mommy. It's Johnny.
Johnny.
I just wanted to ask a question. How did you and Tom realize you were both in love? I wanted to know what was the story for that, because I know you guys met when you were, when Mommy was at the club and not really seeing that lawyer guy anymore and looking around. Yeah. But I want to know, what was that moment where you guys were like, okay, we got to do this. All right. Thank you. And stay high and tight.
What a sweet question. What a sweet little question. Okay. So, yes, we met at the Cat Club, which no longer exists on Sunset Strip. That's the first time we met just as people. And then we started dating because, oh, this is a good topic I got to get to as well. We started dating because what I did, I was with the lawyer, yes, and we'd broken up. And what I did was throw a little birdie. This is what I like to do. It's like when a woman drops her white hanky back in the olden days, and then the gentleman caller picks up the hanky. So I did is I sent a message through a mutual friend, and I said, hey, let Tom Segura know that I'm single and I like what I see. That's all I fucking said. It wasn't, it was just like, listen, a lady has to let a man know, hey man, I'm interested. I think you're good. Cause Tom was kind of oblivious back then. He's the sweetest guy on the planet. And he's so respectful that I don't know that he would have made a move had I not kind of, you know, dangled a little hanky. So we started dating, and I think the moment we both knew we had something special, and this is going to sound like a joke, and it's not a joke. Google Nadav, Grizzly Man. Grizzly Man, a documentary about Timothy Treadwell, this mentally ill person, this weird guy who believed that he was preserving the bears on this nature reserve in Alaska, and he would go live with bears every season. And eventually, believe it or not, Timothy Treadwell got eaten by the very bears that he felt he was protecting. Like, so clearly a diminished capacity human. And TikToked to the max, if you know what I'm saying. And so this is a Werner Herzog documentary, Grizzly Man. It's really a great it's Werner Herzog, so it's really good. Tom and I went in the theater to see this movie. This was like our a few dates in. So we're dating. And there's a part where this helicopter pilot is talking about Timothy Treadwell, the man who eventually gets eaten by the bears. And the helicopter pilot goes, yeah, I mean, he seemed real slow. We all just thought he was retarded. And Tom and I started laughing out loud in this movie theater together, like, laughing out loud, and we're the only two fucking creepers laughing at that line because the guy had been eaten by a bear. But he and I looked at each other, and I think it was that's the moment, and I swear this is not a jokey thing, we talk about this as the moment that we both knew we were right for each other. Cut to, you know, 15 years later, and we do a podcast together where we watch horrible things and high five each other and laugh. So it really has been the glue in our relationship, to which I say, find somebody you have that core stuff with. Like, I always liken it to being in a cafe with somebody when you're back when we can go out and we could be in public. Like, if you can sit with somebody in a cafe for hours and talk and then just be quiet and then out of nowhere go, oh my God, do you see that? And the other person goes, oh my God, of course, look at that fucking maniac. And you guys know exactly who the other person's referring to without having to get into detail. Well, like, don't you see that? The guy with the, he's talking to himself over there. He's got a guitar and he's, you know, he's, it's a woman with the beard. You don't fucking see that? That's what I'm saying. That is a world view, a shared world view. If you can have that with another human being, it's going to be a lot easier. If you share a reality, a distinct version of reality, it doesn't have to be the right one, just a reality. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's when we knew. And then I think one time he had gotten sick and he was over at my house and he had a cold. And I made him chicken paprikash. This is my favorite dish in Hungarian, paprikash jirke. And I made it for him, and he felt better after he ate it. And I knew, that's when I knew I really, really, really felt something for this guy. And he also knew it too. I think that's when was another turning point, is when, but here's the deal, man. I got to refer women to this book. It's called Why Men Love Bitches. It sounds like a stupid book, and it is one of those dumb, catchy title, Why Men Love Bitches. Look at this book title. This is for any woman listening who's like, there you go, and why men marry bitches. If you're a woman and you're like, why do I keep attracting these guys that just take advantage of me? Why do I keep, how come I can't find a good one? Blah, blah, blah. Read this book. It is absolute like clickbaity type book thing, but she is fucking right. I read this before I met Tom, and I think that's why we ended up together in part. Why Men Love Bitches. Basically, her thesis is that being a, quote, bitch is a woman that has dignity, boundaries, self-respect. You're not going to give away everything to just any guy that you're dating, right? And especially in this culture today, I know I sound like I'm 80 years old, but this swipe right culture on humans, it's fucking insane. It's insanity to me that the women are just giving their sex, their vaginas up to a guy, like, oh, you just swiped? Yeah, come over. I'll give you my vagina. It's fucking insanity. And then the same women cry that they can't find good men. Well, yeah, because you're giving away your power. That's the whole power. That's what your vagina is, how you manipulate men into doing stuff for you, dummy. We used to have that power and we don't anymore. So this book will teach you how to regain that power. So when I say that I cooked for Tom when he was sick, it's because we had already been dating for 2 or 3 months, and he had already shown me that we were monogamous, we were together, that he had good intentions with me. He had kind of, I don't want to say earned it, but like it was appropriate, and I would not fucking make that dish for just any, you know, any guy who came over. That was love. That was a sign that I loved him. And that was a sign that he was, you know, he was in it to win it. Because I don't make that dish for anybody, okay? Chirke paprikash is a sacred dish I make for my family only. This is special shit, okay? Because I do, I'm fucking old school. And people ask me, Christina, how do you have a good relationship? How are you married for so long? I'll tell you, ladies, because you have to take care of each other. You must take care of each other. Treat each other with dignity. And you know what guys like? It's very simple. If you marry a regular guy, don't marry an interesting guy. Don't you dare marry, you know, the guy with feelings and the guy that is writing you songs and poetry. Don't even marry that guy unless you want drama. Marry a regular guy. Regular guys like sandwiches and blowjobs and football. That's it. And your life is going to be a lot cleaner. I'm telling you, simple, simple, simple. Marry a normal. Don't marry the guy with all the baggage, all the emotional shit with his mom. Don't even do it. And I'll tell you that if you put a plate of food in front of a man, that is the ultimate sign of love, right? What more approval is that I made this for you? I put this down in front of you and I do that for him. Not all the time, not every day. But, you know, you got to treat each other nice. But that's only because he treats me nicely, right? We have mutual respect and love. So there you go. That's enough pontificating. I don't know much in life. Here's what I know. Raquel Welch wigs, very good quality. You're going to avoid the salsa. You don't want to buy that one. Let me tell you guys, which Google Raquel Welch purple wig, and then I'll tell you exactly the name of this for some of you watching. And I'm not getting a kickback. I don't represent this company. They're not paying me. That one's wavy. Oh my God, that's so lame. No, Google that one. Search for purple. Where is she? She's in there, purple wig. Here she goes. Let's find her. Anyway, it's a Raquel Welch purple wig. Scroll down. Oh, it didn't show up. Interesting. Please don't tell me she sold out already. No, that one's too dark. But anyway, if you want this wig, it's on the, Google that shit, Raquel Welch. I know wigs, and I know how to take care of my husband, who's a regular guy. I didn't marry the interesting ones that I dated before. You don't want that. Just marry regular, and you're going to be really happy. All right, guys. So if you want to email me, wheremymomsat@gmail.com. Phone number 213-375-1693. If you want to leave me a voicemail, tell a story, share your mom hack, share your mom fail. What would Christina P. do? Ask me advice. Give me anything right now. In this time of quarantine, we need to stick together and get through this nonsense. So until next time, stay cool, moms. All right, bye. I love you.
Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at?